DeepEnglish.com. Messages from Beyond, Active Speaking, Part C. The two fell in love and got married. 12 years after the operation, Sonny's life ended in similar circumstances to that of his donor. Did the two fall in love and get married? Yes, the two fell in love and got married. Did Sonny's life end in similar circumstances to that of his donor? Yes, Sonny's life ended in similar circumstances to that of his donor. He shot himself with a shotgun. His suicide was unexpected. Friends and family could not explain it. What did he shoot himself with? He shot himself with a shotgun. What was unexpected? His suicide was unexpected. Could friends and family explain it? No, friends and family could not explain it. Most people would say it was simply a terrible coincidence, but others believe the heart beating in Sonny's chest influenced his actions. What would most people say about it? Most people would say it was simply a terrible coincidence. Do others believe the heart beating in Sonny's chest influenced his actions? Yes, others believe the heart beating in Sonny's chest influenced his actions. Transplant operations are commonplace, but there have been few studies on what, if anything, is transmitted alongside human cells. What kind of operations are commonplace? Transplant operations are commonplace. Have there been many studies or few studies on what is transmitted alongside human cells? There have been few studies on what is transmitted alongside human cells. Oxford University's head of transplantation, Professor Peter Friend, says, "My personal gut feeling is we have no scientific rationale to support this." Does Professor Friend say that his personal gut feeling is we have no scientific rationale to support this? Yes, Professor Friend says that his personal gut feeling is we have no scientific rationale to support this. But we should also be open-minded about things we can't explain. Should we be closed-minded or open-minded about things we can't explain? We should be open-minded about things we can't explain. Humans have always tried to transcend death or at least be remembered. What have humans always tried to do? Humans have always tried to transcend death or at least be remembered. Between our propensity for war and environmental destruction, some say that humanity's days are numbered. Do we have a propensity for war and environmental destruction? Yes, we have a propensity for war and environmental destruction. What do some say are numbered? Some say that humanity's days are numbered. And even if we do evolve to a more peace-loving species, our Earth has an expiration date. What has an expiration date? Our Earth has an expiration date. Somewhere between 1.75 billion and 3.25 billion years from now, the Earth will be so close to the Sun that all water will evaporate. What will the Earth be close to somewhere between 1.75 billion and 3.25 billion years from now? The Earth will be close to the Sun somewhere between 1.75 billion and 3.25 billion years from now. What will happen to the water? The water will evaporate, and no water means no life. What does no water mean? No water means no life. Perhaps by that time, humanity will have left our earthly home, but probably we will be just a cosmic memory. By that time, will humanity have left our earthly home? Yes, perhaps by that time, humanity will have left our earthly home. Will we probably be just a cosmic memory? Yes, we will probably be just a cosmic memory. The only proof that humans ever existed will be two golden records created in 1977. What will be the only proof that humans ever existed? The only proof that humans ever existed will be two golden records created in 1977. These two records are messages sent deep into space in hopes of one day reaching alien life. Where were they sent? They were sent deep into space. Why were they sent deep into space? They were sent deep into space in hopes of one day reaching alien life. They are flying aboard the Voyager 1 and Voyager 2 NASA spacecraft that left Earth in the summer of 1977. Are they flying aboard the Voyager 1 and Voyager 2 NASA spacecraft? Yes, they are flying aboard the Voyager 1 and Voyager 2 NASA spacecraft. When did they leave Earth? They left Earth in the summer of 1977. The Voyager spacecraft's mission was to record and send back data and images of Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune. Was it the Voyager spacecraft's mission to record and send back data and images? Yes, it was the Voyager spacecraft's mission to record and send back data and images. What planets were they recording? They were recording Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune. They have now long passed these planets. What have they now long passed? They have now long passed these planets. The spacecraft and its golden records are traveling at over 60,000 kilometers an hour. How many kilometers an hour are the spacecraft and its golden records traveling? The spacecraft and its golden records are traveling at over 60,000 kilometers an hour. To be more precise, that is 17 kilometers a second. How many kilometers a second is that? That is 17 kilometers a second. The Voyager 1 is now 20 billion kilometers away from Earth and has left our solar system. How many billion kilometers away from Earth is the Voyager 1 now? The Voyager 1 is now 20 billion kilometers away from Earth. Is it still in our solar system? No, it isn't still in our solar system. It has left our solar system. Amazingly, the onboard 1970s-built computers are still in touch with Earth. What is still in touch with Earth? The onboard computers are still in touch with Earth. When were they built? They were built in the 1970s. The plutonium batteries aboard the Voyager 1 and 2 will only last another 10 years or so. How long will the plutonium batteries aboard the Voyager 1 and 2 last? The plutonium batteries aboard the Voyager 1 and 2 will only last another 10 years or so.